Welcome to Connections with Pastor Cheryl Brady. Today's message is entitled, Let's Just Go For It. Stay tuned and be blessed, renewed, and revived by this powerful message.
Moses, he sent out the 12 and he sent them across over. So then he did it for the purpose of testing their perception. And though they all saw the same thing, they all came back with different opinions. And it happened that way then, it would happen that way today, because we all, there's a bunch of us in here, but we all look at life completely different. Some people are born pessimistic. They're just born that way. Some people are born optimistic. Some people see the glass half full. Other people see it half empty. Some people feel like when their bank account gets down to $10,000 that they are completely broke and they don't know what they're going to do. And then there are other people who has got checks bouncing all over the city, and as long as they know they're going to get a check between now and 2 weeks from Friday, they're going to be all right. It's all according to your perception. And you must never underestimate the power of perception. Perception is a powerful thing. So if you're a person that struggles with a pessimistic perception, then you're going to have a hard time allowing God to mightily use you. Because in order for him to use you in a great way, sometimes you have got to look at what is less and still call it more. Sometimes you got to look at not enough, but because you know who your God is, you got to say, oh, that's that. We got more than enough. Sometimes you got to look at no way and find a way. And if you're pessimistic, you're going to have a problem doing that. Moses chose 12 men and he sent them to the promised land all because he wanted to test how they perceive things. He sent them into a place of provision, a place flowing with milk and honey. He sent them right into where their provision was. And yet at the same time, how many of you know that sometimes your provision is mingled up in the middle of a problem? Their provision was there, but the problem was there, because sometimes provision and problems, they go hand in hand. You got the wheat and the tare, and it's all coming up at the same time. It's the best of times and the worst of times all at the same time. The provision, it was obvious. The grapes were big. The land was flowing. But the problem was just as obvious as the provision was. And the problem was this. The sons of Anak, they lived in that same land that the provision was in. Now, you probably haven't heard a lot about Anak, but Anak he was a man, and out of his family came what we come to know as the Anakins. The Anakins were men that were anywhere from 9 feet to, let's say, about 11 feet tall. That's some big brothers in that city. And you would know it, that they were the descendants, that they were part of the group that Goliath descended from. So yes, while we have fresh fruit, and yes, while we have wonderful provision, and yes, while it's flowing with milk and honey, it also looks like the place where Goliath called all of his kinfolk in for a big family reunion. So now we have got huge, giant men walking around covered in brass, covered in weaponry, and they're always ready for a fight. And this is a little intimidating to these 12 representatives of Moses, because they were just good, God-loving, God-fearing, God-reverencing men that have found themselves crossing over into a strange land on a word from their leader, and now all of a sudden they are confronted with trouble. Milk and honey, but trouble. Grapes, but trouble. Provision, but trouble. I've come to believe that that is just how life is. And though there are times that we will laugh, there are going to be times that we are going to cry. You will have happy times and you will have sad times. You can't just give up and curse God and die because something goes wrong. Well, I'm through. I quit. Tithing doesn't work for me. I've tried it 4 Sundays in a row, Pastor Brady, and it just, oh, shut up. If Mackenzie was here, she would rebuke me right now for saying shut up. But I'm telling you, you have just got to toughen up. That's just the way life is. So if you're waiting for every obstacle to get out of your way so that you can enjoy the promised land, you're going to be waiting a while. You're going to have to toughen up, and you're going to have to go into the enemy's camp and take back what belongs to you. You would be amazed to know how many of you in this room today, whether you're consciously or unconsciously doing it, you are sitting back waiting for life to just give it up, waiting for life to surrender, waiting for life to just go your way and everything to be wonderful. But just in case nobody ever told you, let me tell you, life costs what it costs. And people who overcome in life, they do it because they decided, I am going to overcome rather than be overcome. And I flat-footed refuse to give up on what I'm reaching for, and to give up on what I'm pressing for, and to give up on what I've been praying about and asking God for. I refuse, especially when I think about all the hurdles that I have already come over, all of the mess that I've already come through. I refuse. I planted and I sowed, and I'm going to reap the harvest. There is a harvest on the line. I've got a harvest on the line. I refuse to allow these little setbacks to make me miss my harvest. When I compare the giants to everything that I've been through, when I compare the grapes to the giants, then quitting for me, it's not even an option. I want you to look at somebody. You don't know that they haven't said in their heart, I am going to quit after today. I want you to look at them and tell them, quitters never win, and winners never quit. Some of us have made up our mind. I planted to reap, and I am going to reap. I have sowed to reap, and I'm going to reap. I have served to reap, and I am going to reap. I ain't fainting, because if I faint, I disqualify myself for my harvest, because you shall reap if you faint not. High five somebody. Tell them, don't faint now. Life has handed you some challenges. Life has disappointed you. People have come and went. They've went and they came. You've been up, you've been down. But whatever you do, don't quit now. I don't care how weak you are. The Bible said he gives power to the faint, and to them that have no strength, he increases their strength. Sit down, y'all. So you gotta want the prize bad enough to stay in the fight. You've gotta make up your mind and say, hey, I am going after my grapes. I don't care what the rest y'all do. I have believed God for them, and I am going after them. And you've gotta become more obsessed with your grapes than you are with your giants. You gotta become more obsessed with your prize than you are with the obstacles. And you can never, ever, ever, ever be affected by fear, because fear will make you lose the battle every time. Because fear is paralyzing. Fear is disabling. Fear is crippling. A dog smells fear. You can act bold, but if he smells fear, he's after you. So the first thing, when you have fear, you got to know, this didn't come from God, so I ain't got to take it. Because God have not given us the spirit of, but of power and of love and of a, A sound mind is a controlled mind. It's a disciplined way of thinking. Yeah, I should be worried, but you know what? I ain't gonna worry because God didn't give me the spirit of worry. He gave me a sound mind. A sound mind says, I refuse to surrender to giants. I refuse to forfeit everything I've fought my whole life for. I refuse to have a nervous breakdown. I refuse to give up on God. I refuse to lose my mind. I refuse to start acting like I don't have a God that sits high and looks low. I refuse it. I know God is able. He started my life. He'll be the one that finishes it. He that hath begun a good work in me shall be faithful. A sound mind says, I'm not in this by myself. The Holy Ghost is in me. He's stabilizing me. He's securing me. He's acclimating me. I can go through stuff I never thought I could go through because I have a God. Tell you now, sometimes life will hand you stuff. Woo. It'll hand you stuff that you don't understand. Sometimes life will hand you stuff that you can't even comprehend. Sometimes life hands us stuff that is too painful to process. Woo. And it is in those moments that you don't have to have a nervous breakdown. You know Jesus. All you got to do, why have a nervous breakdown? All you have to do is start praying in the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you something. When life hands you stuff that's too painful for you to understand, I challenge you to stop praying in English and just start praying in the Holy Ghost. Woo! Because I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes it'll hand you stuff that your poor little mind cannot comprehend. Your mind can't deal with it. Your mind can't handle it. Your mind can't even believe that it has struck your life. So every now and then, you got to slip over into prayer. And you got to start praying in the spirit. You got to open your mouth and say, Kutala Basha. For he that prayeth in an unknown tongue speaketh unto God. So why should I speak to you when you can't help me? Let me slip over here and speak to the God who has all power. He will stabilize your mind. I said he'll give you a peace that passes all your understanding. And you should be crazy and you should be flipping out, but you're like, hey, peace. Stabilizes you. Oh, does anybody know what it is to be stabilized by God? Have you ever had him come into your house in the middle of the night? You didn't know which way to go. You didn't know which way to turn. And finally you said, oh, it is well with my soul. Tell the devil I'm going to lay me down because the Lord shall sustain me. The devil hates us for that. He wants us to walk the floor. He wants us to panic. He wants us to lose our mind with all of the what ifs. Well, what if that happens? And what if that happens? Well, let me tell you, what if it don't happen? And if it does happen, God already wrote it into my plan, and he's already given me the grace to deal with whatever I got to deal with. And come what may, from day to day, if his eye is on the sparrow, I know he watches over me. You gotta know it in your spirit. You gotta know it in your belly. And you gotta call the devil's bluff and tell him, I know God is able. I know God is able. And even if he don't, I still know that he's able. You better shake hands with three people. Tell them your God is able. You might face some giants, but God is able. You might have obstacles, but God is able. You might have a bad report, but I want you to know today, God said to tell you, He is able. So sit down for another 5 or 10 minutes. I'm going to let you go. Whew. I feel faith in this room right now. I feel peace in this room. The devil's been fighting some of y'all, and I'm mad about it because I'm your pastor, and I rebuke him in the name of Jesus. I said I rebuke him in the name of Abba. I rebuke him in the name of Jesus. Some trust in horses and some in chariots, but devil, this crowd right here, we trust in the name of the Lord. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we are asking or thinking. God, I thank you. Now I'm charging you to grow up in God and remind your soul, remind yourself that you have a God that ever liveth to make intercession for you. He's praying for you when you can't even pray for yourself. Quit beating yourself up. I rebuke condemnation. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. He is watching over your life. Everything will happen like He planned it to happen in the name of Jesus. You ought to tell the devil right now, I'm going to be still and know that God is God. And whatever I need, He'll send it to my house. He'll send it to my body. He'll send it to my children. He'll send what my kids need. He'll send what my money needs. He'll send everything my ministry needs. God has got it. I said, God has got it. You might not have it, and I might not have it, but your Father has got it in the palm of us. God's got it. Lord, I feel faith in here today. God has got it. God has got it. He's got it, sir. He's got it for you. 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 Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding, but in all of your ways acknowledge Him. He will direct your path. He'll show you where to pick your foot up. He'll show you where to put it down. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Do good. Do good. So shall you eat the fat of the land. Success is not that difficult. Trust in the Lord. Do good. Become successful. There's some people in this room right now that you feel like fainting, but God sent you here today for me to wake you up and tell you, I don't care how big the giants are, you are not a grasshopper. And if you don't stop seeing yourself like you are a grasshopper, they are going to see you like you see yourself. You got to smack yourself and say, come out of it. You are a child of the Most High God, blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed coming in, blessed going out. Well, my skin color is white. Well, my skin color is black. I don't care what color your skin is. Your God is not prejudiced, and He holds the heart of kings in His hand, and He turns it whithersoever He will. I'm telling you, you might feel like you didn't get a fair break, but your God is watching. He is your boss's boss. I said he is your boss's boss. He is your president's boss. I'm telling you, there's somebody that's higher than every aggravating, troubling person, spirit in your life. God is bigger. I want you to turn around and shake seven people and tell them you are well able. You better shake them and tell them you're able. Straighten yourself up, wipe your tears, square your shoulders. Having done all to stand, stand there for and say, I see how big you are, and I see how tall you are, and I see how intimidating you are, but I came to tell you, there is no weapon that's formed against me that will be able to prosper, because while you are coming at me with a sealed shield and a sword, I come against you in the name of the Lord of hosts, for I would have fainted, but I'm not. Because I believe to see God. I believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I would have fainted. I would have quit. I would have given up on my grace. But I choose to believe God. Tell your neighbor, go for your grace. Go for your grace. Tell somebody else, let's just go for it. Let's just go for it. I don't care how many obstacles. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what others think. I don't care what others feel. God is bigger than every obstacle in my life. And I'm going for it. I've set my face like a flint. And I'm going to make it in the name of Jesus. And when I don't feel like I'm gonna make it, I ain't calling you, and I ain't calling you. I'm gonna pick up, cause Jesus is on the main line. I'm gonna tell him what I want. Jesus, he's on the main line. Tell him what you want. Call him up. Call him up and tell him. How do you perceive life? I said, how do you perceive life? I want you to think that question through. Think it through all week long. Think it through all month. Think it through the rest of this year. It is how I perceive it. That's how it's going to be. If I perceive myself as listening, I'll never make it. If I perceive myself as being broke all my life, I will always be broke. If I see myself staying in bondage, I will always be in bondage. You can't have it if you don't see it. Tell your neighbor, see yourself coming out. See yourself coming out. See yourself coming out. You gotta see yourself. You gotta see yourself. You gotta see your marriage making it. Quit seeing your marriage falling apart and see your marriage making it. Notice I didn't just say, speak it. You have to see it. And you have to think it in your heart. For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So you can say it out here all day long. But if you don't see that way in your heart, it ain't gonna happen. You have got to see it. As a man thinketh in his heart, so quit thinking that your marriage is going to fail. I said, quit thinking that it's going to fail. The devil will tell you, you have the slightest fight. The devil lets you see every reason why it can't succeed. And so you immediately start closing down. You start packing up. When you go on a long trip, when I go on a long trip, I take several days to pack. I may pack something one day, and then I'll think about and pack something else. And that's the bad thing that happens to us. When the enemy comes against us, we start packing. You pack a little bit this day, and then the next fight happens, and you pack up that day. And next thing you know, you could have closed up your suitcase, and you're out of there. And it was never God's will for you to get out of there. You need to unpack that suitcase. Now listen, I ain't talking about abuse. Nobody has to take abuse. I ain't talking about none of that kind of stuff. But I'm saying, you know that God put you together, and now just because you run into some obstacles or some giants in your land, now you just think we're just gonna be like everybody else. We ain't gonna make it. You won't. I don't know who I'm talking to today. Somebody's struggling in that area. Somebody else is struggling. I'm never gonna get ahead in my career. I'm never gonna make it. It seems like I'm never gonna get anywhere. You won't, because you never see yourself. You've got to see, not just speaking it. You've got to see yourself as owning that business that you are working in. Who knows, if you stick with it long enough. We gotta stick with it. You gotta see the bigger picture. You gotta think, if I keep working at this McDonald's long enough, eventually I'm gonna move up in management. And you see, you gotta start thinking like a manager. And then you gotta think like a manager when you're just an employee. And then when you become manager, you got to start thinking like an owner, because you never know, if God sees faithfulness, he's going to say, I'm going to put this in your hands. Next thing you know, you own McDonald's and all of your kids are working in it, and it's a place that you worked at, but now it's a blessing to come back to bless your family for generation after generation after generation, because you had a right attitude. I never seen such nasty attitudes. I can walk into a restaurant and look at people and be like, I can tell you ain't the owner, and you ain't related to the owner, because the owner doesn't think like that. It's perception. It's perception. There was all kinds of grapes, and every one of them, all 10 of them, gave the reason why they should not go and get those grapes. But while they were moaning and grumbling and crying and complaining, Caleb said, would you give me that microphone for 1 minute? I think we ought to go for this. I think that we're able. I know all 10 of you don't, but I believe that we are able. And the reason I believe that we are able is so important, is the fact that our God is with us. Do you understand that your God is with you?
Thanks for listening to Connections with Cheryl Brady. If you would like to order a copy of today's message, let's just go for it. Visit our online store at CherylBrady.com or call 888-CHERYL8.